You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Blaine Birch, co-founder and CEO at Dry Run, a financial forecasting software for small business. Mr. Birch, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you, Eric. I'm happy to be here and really excited to chat with you.
You bet, and certainly looking forward to hearing from you, Mr. Birch. So for starters, a good place to start, what are the key areas a small business should forecast?
We recommend there's three key areas that a small business should forecast, and especially a startup when you're first getting going. But absolutely, as you're building your business, there's three key areas that you want to really track. And the first one is a budget. And a lot of times businesses will, of course, they'll build a budget. They kind of know what it takes to be in business every month. The problem is they don't forecast it forward, and there's inevitable changes in the budget, sometimes quite dramatically, that kind of sneak up as you start to expand and things start hitting the business. And if you're not forecasting that budget and predicting when those changes will hit, that's going to kind of get that baseline, that foundation for your business off kilter right away. The second one, of course, is cash flow. This plagues almost every business on the planet. If you're not watching your cash flow like a hawk, you can get caught. And so forecasting your cash flow further out than what's going to happen tomorrow or what's going to happen this week, but trying to predict what's going to happen in the next month, 2 months, 3 months, is really valuable. And so that's something that takes maintenance. It takes time to check in, you know, at least on a weekly basis. And the final thing is your sales forecast. And so once you kind of have that budget in mind, you've set a revenue goal, you want to make sure you have a sales forecast that you're looking forward and not just looking at, you know, how many potential sales you have, you know, under your belt, but a forecast of when you believe those deals are going to close, how big those deals are going to be, and what the likelihood is that those deals will close. By doing that, you're going to make sure that you're kind of keeping that revenue goal, that amount of money you need to make for the year in mind. And also, you know, you're trying to supersede that goal and actually be able to grow your business. So those three things just set a nice foundation for forecasting. Again, this is all looking forward where you're headed.
If you would, Blaine, why are these important to forecast altogether?
Well, the key is that it gives you almost like a 360 view going forward for your business. And so it not only gives you sort of a short-term view, but that midterm and long-term view as well. And if you're not keeping track of all of those things, of your sales forecast, your cash flow, where you're headed, it's easy to drop the ball and get caught. And those surprises can be really kind of nasty surprises. They can show up last minute and it can be hard to react. So it's important to look at all three of those things on an ongoing basis. Now, you may not be looking at your budget every week, but, you know, your cash flow probably every week, your budget, keep an eye on it every month or two and make sure that you're forecasting any big changes that are coming. And your sales forecast, again, you do want to look at quite frequently as well to make sure, you know, that's usually a real moving target and trying to figure out what's going to close and when.
Taking this a little further, how can a small business turn this data into action?
Well, one of the key things that I tell you know, business owners all the time, and you know, it's I don't have to tell them, like, this is mostly something we discuss all the time, is that forecasting gives you time to react. It buys you time, and it's something that business owners sort of innately know. They've run into problems before, but you have to be very deliberate. You have to sort of take ownership of your forecasting and buy yourself that time. And usually the time you realize you haven't been forecasting properly is when something comes along and you don't have time to react to it. So, you know, cash flow crunches, if you're looking far enough ahead, it gives you time to be able to go to your bank and say, hey, you know, it looks like we've got You know, 4 weeks out or 5 weeks out, it looks like we have a cash flow crunch coming. We've got some big bills we have to pay. We're waiting on a big invoice to be paid. It looks like it should all flow well after that, but we've got this issue. The bank's going to, you know, probably have a pretty understanding ear to that. If you walk into your bank and say, hey, I can't afford to pay my staff Friday, that raises all sorts of flags with them. So, of course, that's going to be something that they're not going to, you know, necessarily take very lightly. But it's more than just sort of negative things or cash flow crunches. When you're forecasting not only your cash flow, but your sales forecast in particular, it can help you identify potential capacity issues. So if you see a lot of bills that look or a lot of sales, sorry, a lot of deals that look like they're going to be closing in a particular month, whether it's a busy time of the year for you typically, or whether there just happens to be a lot of large deals landing at the same time, that can indicate some potential capacity issues, especially if you're a service business and you need a lot of staff on hands and a lot of hours to deliver. And so by forecasting that, not just the amount of those deals and the amount of cash flow coming in, but when you expect them to land, it gives you the ability to take action on that data and be able to adjust. You know, if you have to expand, if you have to, you know, hire some contractors to deal with capacity issues, or sometimes if you know far enough out, it's as simple as talking to your customers and before you sign those contracts, maybe just moving those delivery dates back and forth a little bit based on their needs. A lot of times there's a little more flexibility than you believe. And if you see it far enough out, you can take action that can save you a lot of money on extra staffing and on contractors, that sort of thing. But it can also just give you that ability to smooth out your cash flow, smooth out your sales, and just kind of keep that business from those really high times on those real low times. It can be a little bit hard to battle. And of course, the other thing is by forecasting far enough out, you can start to identify those opportunities for growth. So you can maybe identify a slow period far enough out in your sales that you can actually backfill, that you can increase your sales knowing that it takes a long time to get through the cycle and get a deal closed. So those opportunities kind of, you know, for each business, it's hard to predict exactly what it is. But as the business owner, you'll be able to identify those opportunities as you see them kind of crop up on the horizon.
Good stuff today. We're joined by Mr. Blaine Birch, co-founder and CEO at Dry Run, a financial forecasting software for small business here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Birch, what if a business sees a crisis on the horizon? Get into that a little, if you would.
Well, yes, one of the biggest things is jumping on it quick. And so I've kind of emphasized that having time to react is so critical. But it doesn't help if you have the time to react. You identify an issue, you don't hop on it quick. So the minute you identify a potential capacity issue, a potential cash flow issue, jump on it, take action on it. And generally that you want to get other people involved. So as soon as you see a potential issue, you know, discuss it. If you have business partners, discuss it with your business partner. If you have advisors, discuss it with them. Certainly get your accountant involved. If you're in need of maybe some financing to either get over a bumpy part or a crisis may be cash flow crunch. A crisis may also be an opportunity that where you need money to, say, you know, buy a lot of inventory because there's an opportunity there. Again, you want lots of time to talk with your bank about it, talk with your accountant, and make sure you get more input and you're planning things out. You don't want things to be too reactionary. You want to be more proactive in all of your moves. It's going to help you, you know, grow your business. It's going to help you save money. It's going to, you know, obviously lower your stress level significantly. So That's one of the keys. Identify the crisis, but don't put it on the back burner. Take action right away.
And what is the best way to get started on building forecast?
Well, I'm going to circle all the way back to the three baseline sort of things that we recommend that you forecast. And the first is your budget. And I would just get started building a recurring budget that takes that average monthly spend. What is your break-even point month to month? Set up that recurring budget. That it's sort of a fire and forget sort of thing in some ways, where once you build it, once it's repeating, until something changes, you have to keep an eye on it, but you don't have to be going in and rebuilding it all the time. And a budget should never be sitting in a filing cabinet for a year before you look back at it and realize it's no longer valid. So build a repeating budget. You don't have to have it penny perfect. Come up with the averages. You know, what is your average spend on your, you know, communications? What is your average spend on contractors, inventory buys, whatever it is? Unless there's some really big variances you see, and in that case, if there are some very highly variable expenses, I would actually pull them out of the budget and track them more almost as a cash flow item, as a forecasting item. And but your budget should just be that baseline. Here's what it is. Here's my break-even point every month. And then go from there into building out your cash flow forecast. And of course, a cash flow forecast is not just the amount of money coming and going. It's when those payments are going to be made. And, you know, a lot of times businesses sort of, they view it all as one. Like, it's, you're paying for these budget items and these other items is all part of your cash flow, which is true. But what we like to do is sort of mentally split those things up and tracking your cash flow more so the highly variable items, the things that really affect your cash flow. So those can be big equipment purchases, paying bills to suppliers, buying inventory, things that, paying a big tax bill, things that are sort of one-off big bills. And you want to track those and keep a very close eye on them. So you don't want them just to get mixed in with, you know, your rent and your utilities and all these things that come out every month that are almost the same. And of course, the inflows of cash. Make sure you're keeping a very close eye on those inflows of cash. Now, it depends on the type of business and how you're getting paid. But if you're sending out invoices in particular, a lot of times those are larger amounts, and you need to get those paid on time. You need to stay on top of them. And so you want to be able to track when you expect that money to come in. You want to, you know, make sure that you're following up the minute something is late. You know, make sure you're keeping that cash flow coming into your business. And, that goes all the way back to making sure you invoice quickly and you're talking with your customers and staying on top of those things. And then finally, I would definitely build a sales forecast. We highly recommend you build those sales forecasts out as far as you can see. Now, your sales forecast, you're going to want to, likely have, the value of the deals, when the deals are going to close. But the more detail you can put into those sales forecasts, the more it's going to tell you about the potential revenue for your business. So we even recommend using deal probability so that you're actually tracking. If you're doing sales, not retail sales, but you're doing larger sales to particular customers, whether it's for, large purchases or service deals, track the stages that those deals are in. And, if you've just reached out to someone, that's very different than, hey, you're in the proposal stage. And figure out what the probability is that those deals will close based on where they are in the sales process, and calculate your potential revenue by that deal probability, so that it can be misleading if you're looking and saying, hey, we're bidding on a couple million dollars worth of work right now, and it looks terrific, but what if you're only likely to close, a quarter of that over the year? You may not reach, the goals or over that quarter, whatever it is, you may not reach the goals, the revenue goals that you have. So put in time into those sales forecasts and add in enough detail so you know exactly where you're headed and how it's likely to affect your business. So again, put it on a timeline, know when they're going to close, not just one big list of potential deals.
Really some helpful information on this topic. We really appreciate you're joining us here today. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or one last final tip for the listeners today?
Yeah, well, I've got one last final tip. What I would recommend is that each business owner look at the key metrics in their business and start forecasting on those key metrics, that one issue that's really plaguing them. So you don't need to set up 360 right off the hop. Take a look at what's plaguing you today. Is it getting paid on time? Is it getting those invoices in? Start forecasting those. and don't try and be penny perfect. A forecast will never be penny perfect. It just needs to be good enough that it gives you the information you need without taking up too much of your time.
Blaine, where can listeners get more information on Dry Run, and how could one be in contact as well?
You can find us at dryrun.com, and you can actually message us right on the website. We have a 30-day trial of Dry Run, and you can also sign up for a demo if you'd like a walkthrough. So please visit us and find out how we may be able to help you forecast these core metrics for your business.
Fantastic. Well, Mr. Birch, it has been our pleasure to have had you. We really appreciate your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you and the company.
Thank you, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Blaine Birch, co-founder and CEO at Dry Run, a financial forecasting software for small business. And for more information, visit dryrun.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.